spending package could soon pass. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Democrats say the climate and health care bill will reduce the deficit and fight inflation.
This is going to reduce the costs that hit American families in their pocketbook. Prescription drug costs, health care costs, energy costs. It's going to make for a more secure and stable and cleaner and more affordable future for American families.
Senator Chris Coons on ABC's This Week.
This bill will hammer manufacturing. It will kill manufacturing jobs in this country. It will hammer small businesses. This bill will drive up gas prices. It has billions in new taxes on U.S. oil and gas production.
Senator Ted Cruz on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The House plans to vote on Friday. The political divide over abortion continues to widen.
South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says when it comes to restrictions on abortions,
75% of Americans want some guardrails. They support guardrails on abortion, whether they're pro-choice or pro-life.
Democratic candidate for governor in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, says any guardrails makes the choice of a mother in crisis more difficult.
To put an arbitrary date in a law devalues the pain and the tragedy of that moment.
Both appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. So far, Kansas is the only state that has asked an abortion question on a statewide ballot.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants is supposed to take effect this hour. Leading up to the deadline, the fighting intensified. Over the weekend, Israeli airstrikes killed two commanders with Islamic Jihad. This as the terror group fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On-again, off-again talks to resurrect the Iran nuclear deal are back on.
Saying that nuclear weapons have no place in Tehran's doctrine, Iran's foreign minister Sunday called for a revival of the 2015 nuclear deal with the world's powers, including the U.S. But, stresses Hossein Amir Abdollahian, success all depends on flexibility on behalf of Washington. He's also calling on the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog to technically resolve any remaining issues regarding Iran's program and to distance itself from non-constructive political issues. Indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran aimed at reviving the Obama-era deal resumed in Vienna this past Thursday. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
All three victims of a lightning strike in the nation's capital have been identified. Brooks Lambertson of Los Angeles was in Washington on business when he was hit in Lafayette Park last week. A couple from Wisconsin was also killed. The principal of a Texas school shattered by gun violence is moving on.
Mandy Gutierrez has accepted a position as Assistant Director of Special Education for the Uvalde Unified Consolidated Independent School District. The announcement from the district comes after Gutierrez, the principal of Robb Elementary School, was briefly suspended before being reinstated last month. That's after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in a shooting in May. Gutierrez was placed on leave after a state probe into the massacre said the first-year principal was aware of security problems, such as a door not locking properly for one of the classrooms the gunman entered, but did not fix them. The Uvalde district Police Chief Pete Arredondo remains on unpaid administrative leave. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Actress Anne Heche remains hospitalized in stable condition after a car crash in Los Angeles. Authorities say she suffered severe burns after she drove her Mini Cooper into a home. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.